Detroit, Michigan, has been the center of America's automobile industry since the early 20th century. Detroit, the Motor City, as it is known, is home to the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford. This year, U.S. automakers are expected to sell a record number of vehicles. And Michigan produces more cars and trucks than any other state. But it is hard to forget 2008. That year, the U.S. government rescued GM and Chrysler from failure. Ford also received help, a government line of credit. During that period, hundreds of thousands of workers lost their jobs as auto factories and their supply companies shrank or closed. Now, a new play in New York looks at four auto workers struggling in hard economic times. Skeleton Crew is the latest play by Detroit native Dominique Morisseau. It is her third play about her hometown. Skeleton Crew received a special honor at this year's Obie Awards. The Obies recognized plays performed at New York area theaters with fewer than 500 seats. The play takes place at a factory that makes car parts for the big three automakers. But times are difficult. The factory has dismissed a lot of workers. Those who remain are the skeleton crew, the fewest workers required to keep the factory operating. Morisseau spoke about the play earlier this year to radio station WNYC.
It's exploring a group of workers, a family of workers, who sort of have to all deal with the different impacts that this potential closing will have on them.
The story is all very personal for Morisseau, who was born and raised in Detroit. She said she wanted to learn more about the people that lived through some of the city's crises. So she went home to talk to people about what it felt like to be in Detroit in 2008, when the auto industry was on the edge of collapse. For the workers in Skeleton Crew, it was an earth-shaking moment. Ruben Santiago Hudson is the play's director. He says Morisseau is able to create her characters with empathy.
This play is really important in the sense that you come into the world of blue-collar life. So to go and see the integrity of these people, and also how they feed off each other. They're so all different, and they all need each other.
Nikia Mathis plays the part of Shanita in Skeleton Crew. At one point, Shanita is talking to co-worker Faye Davis, played by Linda Gravatt.
You got to make yourself irreplaceable. That's what I'm doing.
How you figure you irreplaceable? I've been from stamping doors to installing shops to them 7 years I spent sewing interiors. Ain't nobody in this plant more irreplaceable than Faye Davison.
But as Skeleton Crew goes on, all the workers learn just how replaceable they are. The supervisor could lose his house in the economic downturn. The worker might have to take a lower-paying job as she prepares to have her first baby. And shop leader Faye has been making cars her entire life, but now she lives in one. Linda Gravatt says Faye is both strong and defenseless.
And life has beaten her, and she hasn't quite figured out how to negotiate or how life has beaten her or why it has beaten her. So she, you know, spends her money going to casinos, which many people do.
In a way, Skeleton Crew examines how the financial crisis in Detroit and in the country creates personal crises. Santiago Hudson says those crises feel and sound real.
Dominique hears the language of her life, of her community. And she not only hears it, she relays it just the way she heard it.
She's just trying to let you experience them, he says. I'm Jill Robbins.